Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stay there. We will cover the NFL trade deadline with you coming up in about 15 minutes. The deadline is hit here at 4 o'clock. As we know right now, the Falcons have not made any moves, but there are tons of teams who have made trades that will impact the rest of the way. We'll fill you in on that. Right now, though, we got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Mark Zeno in for Mike today and the rest of the week. We got to start, Connor, with what we saw down in Jacksonville. Mark Zeno was there, as a matter of fact. Said he had a great time. Of course, this game's going to take a break from Jacksonville over the next few seasons as they renovate that stadium. But the resiliency of this team, man. I mean, like, that is where I start as I'm watching this game play out. And just, again, the wherewithal of the quarterback to take a knee when he did, knowing, hey, we need to just keep the ball out of their hands. The game's at hand. There are just so many things about Gunner that I continue to be impressed about.
In that play in particular, I think sums up that something Gunner has been doing every week this season. We've seen in real time him make improvements, him not make the same mistake twice. And so earlier in the season against Auburn, he runs it in there. Georgia gets the cover that day. After the game, Kirby wasn't exactly thrilled about that because did put the Georgia defense back out there. This time around, almost the exact same situation on a third down, can just, you know, dive into the end zone, put Georgia up 2 scores. Cover and hit the over, and he likes to take a knee there. They run out the clock. I think it is something that, you know, for all the complaints anyone might have about Gunnar Stockton, the toughness, the resiliency, I think the mental IQ that he possesses is something that has gone under discussed, and he's just continued to incrementally get better every week. And, you know, is he the best quarterback in college football right now? No. Is he going to be a first round NFL draft pick? No. But he's a quarterback that's getting better every week, and that is incredibly valuable in a sport that I think now requires you to be playing your best football at the end of the year.
Yeah, money certainly changed hands on one kneel down, that was for sure. For those who had Florida in the under, me, happy. Other people, not so much. I don't know if Georgia's happy with their first half performances, because other than in Kentucky, they have not had a lead at the first half in SEC play. I mean... I don't want to say it's by design, Connor, but at some point, are we expecting them to have a breakout offensive first half against an SEC opponent?
Well, you know, I think they moved the ball very well against Ole Miss and against Tennessee, but the issue has been that the offense and defense have never really been able to be in sync at the same time. You know, against Florida, hey, they got the fast start you wanted. They score a touchdown on their opening drive, and they get a stop on the Florida side of the field. But from there, just instantly, you know, again, bad pump by Brett Thorson after a 3-and-out, and then a 1-play touchdown drive for Florida. And I think that speaks to, again, this is a young team, and while, yes, they are older and they're no longer freshmen or sophomores, et cetera, it is just something that I think we're learning that this is going to be who they are, and it's something that you hope gets fixed maybe a year from now. But, you know, this team started slowly in offensive games last year, and it was a much more veteran-laden team. So I do think that there are things that they can improve on, small things that they can fix. You know, the interception came off of a deflection from an own Georgia player there. So I think it's just, it comes with, it's hard to be locked in for 60 minutes. But I think Georgia, especially as they get deeper in the season, and what was so worrying about the Florida game in particular, there were long stretches in the middle parts of that game where it just didn't seem like they were able to do anything. And then at the end of both halves, they sort of snapped back into it. You can't beat an Alabama, a Texas A&M, an Ohio State, an Indiana playing that type of football like we saw on Saturday against Florida.
What's the injury update for the Dogs as we speak today as they get ready for Miss State? What's the latest, Connor?
Yeah, coming out of the Florida game, we thought it'd be really tough, but it sounds like they might be able to get DeMello Jones back at cornerback this week. I think that's really big with how Mississippi State wants to stretch the field vertically. Sounds like Chris Cole, their outside linebacker, who, you know, again, hasn't had the statistical season that I think a lot of people thought he would have, but you watch the second half of that game and it was noticeable that he wasn't out there, and the presence and the impact that he makes, I think is noticeable. So if they're able to get those two guys, they're going to be without Jordan Hall for the foreseeable future, which is a loss there in the middle of that defensive line, especially because they just don't have a lot of veteran bodies there at that position. The interesting thing at the wide receiver position for me, you know, you're out Colby Young, you're out Talon Taylor. It's got a lot of young guys in that room. They really only played four wide receivers on Saturday against Florida, and that's not something they do very often if they have their way. They like to employ, you know, a 6-7-man rotation. And so I think because of the injuries that they have a wide receiver right now, they are playing a little bit more of a shallow rotation, and I am curious to see what kind of impact that has as the season progresses.
Connor, last time the Dogs were in Starkville, Mississippi State was at the beginning of not winning a conference game for nearly 2 years. It's going to be a much different environment and a much different team. How are they planning to deal with all the cowbells?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, again, they've said noise is noise. It is a little different just in terms of the type of noise, but again, like, this team's been on the road at Auburn at night. They went up to Neyland Stadium early in this season. They're not going to be all that phased. I think by the North, they didn't have a false start or an offside in either of those games. And I do think that is significant for this group in terms of how they go out there and prepare. But, like, I know this is a Mississippi State team. You see a 1-4 in SEC play. Played a lot of close games. They played Florida tough. They probably should have won that. They should have beaten Texas. They blew a 17-point lead in that game. And I think this is a Mississippi State team with nothing to lose. And they are clearly a better team than they were a season ago when they didn't win an SEC game. And this is a very big spot for them to go out and make a statement there. Georgia coming off an emotional rivalry game. You've got Texas at home next week. We talked earlier about it's a young team. Normally, I would say this feels like a trap game, but with how Georgia has played every week and maybe played down to its level of competition, I don't think that this team views this game in the way that a past team or other teams might potentially do. They know this Mississippi State team is capable of jumping up and much certainly beating, but also at the very least putting a scare into this Georgia team.
So what did Kirby say about this Miss State team? What concerns him?
You start with their wide receivers. Brennan Thompson, who's one of the fastest players in the conference, and then on the other side, an equally fast player, Anthony Evans, who Georgia had on their team last year. And when Georgia brings in Zach Branch, Anthony Evans goes and hits the portal because they did have a lot of overlap there. I will say, I think Georgia does that 10 times out of 10. You see how important Zachariah Branch has been to this team, but Anthony Evans has had a breakout year for Mississippi State, caught the game-winning touchdown pass on Saturday against Arkansas to beat them. The strength of this Mississippi State team, and really this offense run by Jeff Lebby, is to stretch the field vertically and attack downfield. Georgia, especially at the safety position right now, we've seen they've had some issues with that, and I think this Mississippi State offense, particularly when they throw the football, is going to try and make things very difficult for this Georgia defense.
Connor, what's your feeling on this? Not Kirby, I know what they're going to say in the locker room. They're not worried about it, and Kirby's not worried about it. But what is your feeling on the idea that, again, Georgia continually has to come from behind late in games? It's not a sustainable formula to win, especially when you start talking about college football playoff opponents. At some point, they have got to be able to pull away. What is your level of concern that this team might be in a situation where they don't make the critical play down the stretch and lose a game?
The fact that they keep finding themselves in this position is why I don't believe they're going to win a national championship. Now, I still think they're going to get into the college football playoff, and a lot of it is just going to come down to who they can get matched up against. You saw, I think, Ohio State, that really benefit them a season ago. You saw Penn State get to the college football playoff semifinals because they got the benefit of playing an SMU team and a Boise State team before they went and played Notre Dame. But just with the way they've played week in, week out, like, we've played 8 games to this point. That's 2/3 of the way through the regular season schedule. at a certain point, this just is who Georgia is. They just, it's hard for them, especially against their schedule, to play a full 60-minute football game. So I think at a certain point, you have to sort of accept that this is just kind of who they are. The days of them blowing out, rolling over opponents, I think is gone. Now, they might get up big this weekend against Mississippi State. They did it last year against that team, that 41-31 score, maybe not totally indicative of how that game played out. But at a certain point, I'm just sort of at the belief that this is who this team is. A good team, a team that is capable of beating anyone, but also a team that is capable of losing anyone, especially when you do get into that 12-team playoff where you theoretically have the best 12 teams at the end of the season.
Did you think it was surprising that Josh Brooks puts out that statement early in the week as LSU and the turmoil that's going on there? And we're seeing it all around college football. I mean, but there are some schools that will be looking for new ADs, but LSU is one of them. And Josh puts out that statement that he is not looking, nor does he want to go anywhere.
It was, I think, an example of great leadership by Josh Brooks to go ahead, you know, not even 24 hours after LSU parts ways with Scott Woodward, to sort of quell any sort of notion that he might publicly be interested in that job. I'm sure he's going to renegotiate a contract behind the scenes and get, I believe, a deserved raise for the job that he has done here at the University of Georgia. But it's very easy to connect the dots as to why he would be interested in LSU. He is from Hammond, Louisiana. He is an LSU alum. He has worked in that state before in higher athletics. And so for him to go out there to say, hey, Georgia's the place that I want to be, I think that's very encouraging because we've sort of seen with this LSU situation, I would throw Florida in here as well, as they currently don't have a president. The importance of alignment and having a strong head coach, athletic director, and president, I think is critical. And it is huge for Georgia that they, over their championship year starting in 2021, have had the same athletic director in Josh Brooks, the same president in Jerry Moorhead, and the same head coach in Kirby Smart. And I do believe that all three of those are aligned and in lockstep and consistently, I believe, doing what is best for Georgia. And with LSU, you see sometimes you have too many cooks in the kitchen. That is not the case with Georgia. These guys all work together very well.
Connor, what's your take on Auburn with Hugh Freeze being let go and another buyout for head coach there?
It was time. I mean, he went 6-16 in SEC games. You don't score an offensive touchdown against Kentucky, especially when you're an offensive guy. There was just nothing that he had showed that there was a belief that things were going to get better. And I understand, you know, hey, you're Auburn, you're anywhere crowded coaching market. I don't buy into that, oh, because Florida and LSU are perceived as better jobs, that you should have to sit there and wait. If you believe there is a coach out there that is better than Hugh Freeze, and quite frankly, with what we've seen, I believe there are a lot of coaches that would have done a better job at Auburn than Hugh Freeze had done. You deserve and earn it and owe it to yourself to go out there and try and make it happen. There's too much money to be made and too much money to be lost by falling into irrelevancy. And that's sort of where Auburn is walking very closely to right now. I still fundamentally believe that the original sin in all this goes back to 2020 when they decided to stop paying for Gus Malzahn's recruits. Mm. And you could say, oh, that was pre, you know, NIL. We all know that under the table payments were being made. Auburn, in an effort to try and push Gus Malzahn out, cut his knees out from under him for recruiting. So you have 1 year where you're not recruiting. That search was a mess. They end up getting Brian Harsin, who was just not an SEC caliber head coach. And so now you've sort of been wandering around in the wilderness for 5+ seasons, and you've got to absolutely nail this next coach and understand that it might take some time for him to get his legs under him. You can't expect him to come in, I believe, in year one and turn things around. But the problem that Hugh Freeze showed is that he kept asking for patience when I think by year two you should have shown at least some incremental improvement, and that just didn't happen. So I believe Auburn made the right call in firing Hugh Freeze. It was just time to go, and I think time to move into a different direction for Auburn.
Last thing, Connor Riley from Dog Nation. It's Dukes and Bell, Mark Zeno in from Mike. The Falcons have signed someone. We'll tell you who that is. Stay there. What kind of game do we get Saturday? Close, hard-fought game. Do the Dogs do what they do? First half, second half, blowout. What do you expect?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring back-and-forth game where Georgia maybe extends itself in the second and third quarters and starts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To pull away a little bit. And then I think Mississippi State's going to keep throwing, and Georgia's going to have to put together a late drive to close out the win. Maybe not retake the lead in the fourth quarter, but just keep Mississippi State at arm's length throughout the game. I do expect, like we saw against Ole Miss, against Tennessee, I think this is going to be a game where Georgia's going to have to win with their offense because of how Mississippi State plays, both offensively and defensively.
Connor, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley. We got the first college football playoff rankings coming out tonight.
Awesome. Thanks again, brother. We'll talk soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.